good majority of the male representatives of their house have gone outside of Nepal to India or Qatar to seek construction work. So a lot of the females are on their own, or maybe they have actually been widowed. So they do feel vulnerable to such risks such as violence, but also the extremities of the weather coming now as it's changing to the monsoon period. When I was there, I was super, super impressed how resourceful and resilient these people are. I mean, they're ahead of the game and they're hardworking people, like really resilient. But I think we can't lose sight of these people, that they are vulnerable in different ways, because they've maybe sold assets to help maybe buy some food or shelter materials. In broad terms, the priorities are, of course, shelter. So that temporary shelter to get them through the monsoons, but then they'll start to wish to build back a better home. So in a way, I think they need a lot of training, capacity awareness of how to build an earthquake resistant home. So that's going to need investment in capacity building of labourers, masons, carpenters and so forth.